This is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 20th. I'm Audrey McCabe. A joint press release from the Governor's Office and the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade announced that the company Microgrids plans to launch a facility in Delta County. The facility has been made possible by the Rural Jumpstart Program, a collaborative effort by state, local governments, institutes of higher education, and economic development organizations to incentivize new businesses to start in or move to rural counties. Microgrid, a manufacturer of outdoor battery and inverter cabinets for the solar and battery storage industry, hopes to create new jobs in manufacturing and workforce development opportunities for students in the area in collaboration with the Technical College of the Rockies. Microgrid's CEO, Bryson Klein, stated, "We are grateful for the Rural Jumpstart Program, which provides a great opportunity for microgrids as we continue growing in Delta County while working with the Technical College of the Rockies to foster engineering and manufacturing talent." Switchboard Strategies and Denver Film Today announced plans for the Colorado 150. Beginning in June 2026, more than 30 independent, community-based venues throughout Colorado will screen a selection from the best 25 films Colorado's helped produce since 1876. The films will be chosen by Colorado film programmers, theater managers, creative district administrators, and other industry professionals. In addition, Colorado film fans will be able to help fill in the list of the top 150 movies. Residents can vote for their favorite Colorado-related film at colorado150film.com. The Colorado 150 will also showcase short films, music videos, and presentations from filmmakers, artists, critics, and other Colorado creative workers prior to each screening. The campaign that rallied for former Montrose County Commissioner Scott Majerus to stay in office after he faced a recall campaign has agreed to settle a campaign finance complaint by paying a $967 fine. The settlement document states that the Issues Committee, called the Say No to the Recall of Scott Majerus, did not include proper paid-for-by disclaimers on campaign advertising. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the Colorado Secretary of State Elections Division found that Majerus acted promptly once notified of the campaign finance violation complaints. He attempted to cure the defect by placing stickers with that information on campaign materials, as well as by re-recording radio ads. However, it wasn't soon enough to catch and correct the materials that had already been mailed out. Last year's recall petition accused Majerus of mishandling his job, fostering a difficult work environment, costing the county money in severance payments and outside legal advice, and of conduct that could have exposed the county to breach of contract complaints. Voters approved his recall in November. Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah could be the next monument to have its resource management plan overturned by Congress, using the Congressional Review Act. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more. Plans for a new Veterans Memorial Plaza in Montrose continue to advance as local leaders, veterans, and community supporters work together to bring the long-anticipated project to life. The planned memorial will be constructed just west of the Montrose Botanic Gardens, creating a new civic space dedicated to honoring veterans from Montrose and the surrounding region. During Monday's City Council meeting, a consensus was reached to arrange for a groundbreaking ceremony later this spring, which will be timed to coincide with a community workday involving the Montrose-based unit of the Colorado National Guard.
Staffers from Utah Representative Mike Kennedy's office attended a public lands council meeting in Emory County on March 3rd, the day before Utah lawmakers introduced a resolution to overturn Grand Staircase Escalante's plan under the CRA. District Director H.D. Sanderson told members of the council that while the vote on Grand Staircase's plan had not yet taken place,
the congressman is also in talks with San Juan County to do a similar CRA for Bears Ears, so potentially to roll back the size of the monument and shrink it down. Those are still in the early stages of those discussions, but it would be a similar process to what's happening to Grand Staircase right now.
Another staffer told the council that it would likely be tough to, quote, pull off Bears Ears this year. The Bears Ears Resource Management Plan was finalized in 2025 as part of a co-stewardship agreement with the Bears Ears Commission, a group of five tribal nations. Traditional indigenous knowledge guides much of the plan. In a February interview with Anthony Sanchez Jr. of the Zuni Pueblo, co-chair of the Bears Ears Commission, he said it was important for the tribes to have a seat at the table.
That means tribal priorities are guiding how the monument is managed. It wasn't about checking boxes. It was about setting the conditions for long-term tribal-informed care of the landscape.
It's not clear how overturning the plan would affect the intergovernmental agreement between the tribes and the U.S. government. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
You may have heard of TED Talks and TEDx events, where locals organize TED-style talks in their community. This weekend, some of the North Fork's vibrant health and wellness community have organized a TEDx-style speaker event in the KVNF community room this Sunday.
A health and wellness event is coming to the KVNF community room this Sunday. Organizers call it the Love Yourself Health X Summit. It will include a film screening, speakers, and a community conversation focused on prevention and personal health.
Yeah, so the event is the Love Yourself Health X Summit, happening in the KVNF community room on March 22nd, that's a Sunday, from 1 to 5:30 p.m. And the way it came about was I was talking to Vincenzo, who's the personal trainer here in Paonia, and we were talking about, wouldn't it be fun to create an event focused on health and wellness to inspire people to get, you know, get more motivated around their health and wellness, to learn things, and to learn about some of the amazing practitioners that are working and, you know, actually helping people with their health and wellness here in the North Fork Valley.
One of those practitioners is Gwendolyn Diaz, an Ayurvedic doctor and integrative medicine provider in the North Fork Valley.
I'm excited to be here because there's just such a diverse population, and the needs of healthcare in this valley are difficult. We don't have access to a lot of facilities, and modern access to things is difficult. So having enough practitioners in this valley to be able to help where we can find health prevention at its finest is what we do here. So it's pretty exciting. The group is very inclusive and very unique. I really like that. And I'm looking forward to working and talking with them.
Another speaker, naturopathic Dr. Hannah Edmond, says she'll focus on the connection between the gut, the brain, and the nervous system.
My name is Hannah Edmond. I'm a naturopathic doctor. And at the event, I'm going to be talking about the microbiome, nervous system, and brain access. So really, how does our microbiome influence our nervous system and also our mood, our brain, our cognition? It's pretty fascinating. I'm a huge nerd and I love to talk about bacteria and viruses and how that influences us.
Organizer Vossi Smith says the event is for anyone who could use a little more care and attention around their health.
We would love anybody who can use some TLC towards their health and wellness to come to this event, because we tend to neglect our health until it's, you know, it's really becomes an emergency. It's easy to get busy with life, with our jobs, with our families, with everything we have to do. And so if there's, you know, a little bit of something that's off, something in the gut, maybe, as Hannah was talking about, or we don't notice it, or we don't want to take the time to actually address it. So we want to create a proactive way for people to show up and just have fun, actually, learning about health and wellness and considering what they might need for themselves to take their health and wellness to the next level. And I want to mention that part of the summit is actually doing a movie, the Food Matters movie, which is all about how food can support us in living our best life. So we do the movie first, and then there'll be about a 30-minute break so people can get up and walk around. And then we start in with the talks, and then we'll do a Q&A at the end of everybody's talks, and we'll have some healthy snacks available as well, because it's a pretty long, long time to be at an event.
The Love Yourself Health X Summit runs Sunday, March 22nd from 1 to 5:30 at the KVNF Community Room in Paonia. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, March 20th. Thanks for listening. I'm Audrey McCabe.